Welcome. This is EconoDay's Economist Roundtable. I am Ann Picker, EconoDay's Chief Economist. Mark Pender covers the U.S. Jeremy Hawkins reports from London. So what did the Bank of Japan really do last week? The BOJ adopted technical measures to make its accommodative monetary policy more sustainable, but failed to provide additional stimulus, reinforcing the market's feeling that the central bank has reached its limit in terms of monetary policy support. It introduced an inflation overshoot commitment that is unlikely to have a significant impact when both core inflation and inflation expectations are close to zero. It stopped giving guidance on its inflation target by saying it would look to raise inflation above its original 2% target and omitted any reference to a specific date, that is, when they would achieve that level of inflation. It shifted its ETF purchases to the topics from the Nikkei, but it left its purchasing target unchanged. The BOJ shifted to targeting interest rates by aiming to keep the 10-year JGBs at zero. Specifically, the BOJ introduced yield curve control, targeting a 10-year yield around zero to steepen the interest rate curve and be able to taper its JGB purchases in coming months. The market had been focused on its negative interest rate, thinking that the BOJ would lower their negative rate from the current minus 0.1%, while leaving its asset buying unchanged. However, the interest rate was left at minus 0.1%. The nature of the Bank of Japan's exchange-traded fund purchase program saw money pouring into funds that track Nikkei stocks, which, for historical reasons, outnumber those following the broader topics. However, it had caused some distortions in the market, and investors began to bet that the BOJ might try to remedy this, which it did last week. A reason that the BOJ did not go further into negative territory was that it tried to ease the pain on banks caused by its first negative interest rate policy. Guys, any comments on what this all means?
Well, I'll beat Jeremy to the question. What does this mean now for QE? There are still elements of QE, but targeting a curve, is this something new?
The what? I'm sorry.
Hello, is targeting a curve, is this something new?
Yes, it's very new. What they're trying to do is steepen the yield curve.
Marcel, what I don't understand is that we've been living in this world now in which we've had central banks actively trying to manage down the longer end of the yield curve with a view to trying to encourage broad-based lending and investment. We've now got the BOJ switching to a yield curve target whereby they were trying to actually make the longer end of the market slightly less negative, so putting the, say, the 10-year JGB yield somewhere around about zero, you know, with a view to steepening the yield curve. Personally, I don't really see what help that is going to be to the real economy. Now, I know, you know, typically speaking, there's been some sort of relationship between the shape of the yield curve and what happens to the real economy. I think most people would accept that during normal times when you've got the steeper is the yield curve, the greater are investor expectations, market expectations that we'll see stronger growth and higher inflation ahead. So perhaps that's part of it. But I'm not convinced even that works when we're talking about a yield curve which went out to 10, 15 years, whatever it is. It's all in negative territory anyway. So I don't really see what the changes have made in terms of making it any more likely we'll get closer to this, well, plus 2% target now.
Well, currently the 10-year JGB yield is somewhere between minus 0.5 and minus 0.1%. And it fluctuates below zero. I think they want to bring that up to zero at least. Again, bank comfort.
Yeah, I'm going to see it helping bank profitability to some extent. But I suppose I'll go back to, I'll try and remember my dates now, but when the Fed introduced their, was it Operation Twist?
So yeah, we're going so back several years back.
Yeah, was it 2011, if I remember rightly?
Moving from short-term securities to long-term.
Yeah, they were then actually trying to flatten the curve. You know, so they're buying the longer end and selling the shorter end. Well, here we've got the BOJ doing completely the opposite.
I think there's a point here that, namely, they really have run out of ideas as to how to, one, create inflation, inflation expectations, and two, to get the economy growing. And really, they could possibly just be trying to put the ball in fiscal policy court.
Well, how successful have they been? I mean, let's talk about, you know, they're doing something new now. Is there any, you know, what's the outlook based on their prior success?
Your guess is as good as mine, given their lack of success in terms of budging inflation.
They really haven't had any success. Yeah, I think the magic word you used there was expectations. I mean, it seems to me that, you know, how are they going to get inflation anywhere near the 2% mark? And presumably part of that has to be to do with, you know, inflationary expectations moving significantly higher and sustainably higher. And I don't really see having a slightly steeper yield curve, but still a negative yield curve, you know, in terms of all the rates up until most of the yield curve are still in minus territory anyway. Why is that going to make people think, if you've got negative interest rates still, that inflation is going to move into positive territory?
Well, is this going to be a new tool? Possibly. We'll see how it works, but will this be something that we'll see in Europe, perhaps?
Good question. It's going to be interesting. I think, you know, as Anne was saying, I think from her side in terms of Japan, perhaps they've basically run out of ideas now. I don't think we've got as far as that in Europe. But if we look at the ECB, that has been taught, well, look, if the BOJ are going down that route, should you do it? I think for the ECB at the moment, that's going too far. It's also technically more complicated, I think. It's one thing to be looking into kind of a single JGB curve. For Europe, of course, you've got what the Bund curve looks like, what the French curve looks like, the Italian curve, and so on. So you'd sort of have to set yield curve targets for a whole range of different countries, I should say, given that you've got spreads between the various national bonds. So it would be extremely difficult. But yeah, I mean, to some extent, you've got to say the ECB is in a similar sort of situation as the BOJ, to the extent it's running out of assets it can buy, so it's going to have to do something different at some point.
That's correct. And in Europe, I imagine there's a greater problem with the 3% deficit problem, maximum government, government debt to GDP.
It is, although it's certainly,
there's basically a lid on fiscal spending.
There is a lid on fiscal spending, but I think you have the good point from the European side at the moment is that as a result of all the cutbacks they introduced during the Great Recession, they managed down the budget deficits on average to comfortably below 2%, to below 3%. So although perhaps they don't have that much room for reflation on the fiscal side, some countries, particularly like Germany, which ostensibly has a budget surplus now, they could actually come out if they wanted to and spend, you know, quite aggressively to get the economy going again. And I'm quite sure it really is the case now. Other central bankers would like to see the politicians doing exactly that.
Thanks, guys.